Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for joining us on Primetime here on Money FM 89.3. Now, it's not often you hear employers looking to hire solely based on personality traits instead of someone with experience, for example, or qualifications. So that's exactly what Life did during their global hunt for lifeguards, their guest service representatives, Life meaning L-Y-F, except the position of lifeguard comes with a unique job scope.
Well, we speak to Caleb Khan, who has been training as a lifeguard, about his unique experience and his thoughts on the hospitality industry. Well, firstly, Caleb, what are lifeguards and what exactly do they do?
Do you need to know CPR?
Do you need to do that?
We don't really need to know CPR because we just like to play the words,
just being
right?
Facetious.
Yeah. but what lifeguards are is that lifeguards form a huge function, a huge role in all life properties that we're going to open in the world. We are millennials who have a very strong passion in the hospitality industry.
Must be millennials.
Because the Life brand is actually for millennials by millennials brand.
Okay.
So when they look to recruit lifeguards as well, they look for to recruit people in the millennials age group.
To qualify, so millennials is how old?
So from like
not
20s,
you and I, Bernard,
20s to early 30s, yeah.
okay.
Yeah, so lifeguards are community managers. We are foodies, we are city guides, and we are problem solvers all in one. So as community managers, we organize and execute events for our residents in our life properties. Such events actually include cooking classes, you know, city walking tours, and during special occasions like during the F1 weekend and in the September that just passed, we actually held a watch party where we serve, you know, beer, ice cream, some food for our residents to just chill and watch the race together.
So for all fogies like Bernard and myself, if you could help us out, you are concierge maybe?
Yeah. A guest service agent plus. So we do everything that a normal guest service agent would do.
To the extent of pao ka liao, like you do everything?
Not everything.
Okay.
Because we do have, you know, the housekeeping functions, the engineering functions as well.
Right.
But because we are a very lean operations team, the lifeguards are expected to know some basic knowledge that sets us apart from the other guest service representatives in the traditional hospitality industry.
So tell us about the hiring process that you went through for a lifeguard. What did they look for during that time?
The hiring process was actually a very interesting one. I'm not one that excels in formal interviews. So when I saw
this is fine, right?
You sounded very good.
This is
because
a conversation.
You're not a potential employer, you know. Yeah.
What did you go through?
Yeah, the recruitment process had zero formal interviews. The first time that the live team then saw us, the applicants, was actually through a 2-minute self-introductory video that I posted on YouTube. We titled it My Life. I can't remember what it is, you know, but it's still on YouTube for keepsake. Through that YouTube video, they selected 15 participants to join a 3-day, 2-night bootcamp that was held here in Singapore.
You did make that video expressly to apply for this job, right?
Yeah, intentionally. Yeah, yes. Yeah. The 15 participants that came from for the bootcamp were actually from all over the world. We have had participants who came from the Philippines, from Thailand, even one from Germany as well. So it was more of a global bootcamp rather than just a Singapore focused one.
Right.
This bootcamp, we were trained and tested in many different skills, including public speaking, planning events, organizing events, and much more.
So at this point, when you joined the bootcamp, you hadn't gotten the job yet, right?
Haven't gotten a job yet. This is a recruitment process.
It's a 3-day, 2-night interview process, Bernard.
You know what's the best thing about it? Accommodation was paid for. Food was
least.
Paid for.
They better give you a free accommodation.
So for myself, I went in, you know, even if I didn't get a job, I actually got like a good staycation out of it.
Right. So it sounds like a complicated job, but I'm sure you're acing it, I'm sure, Caleb. So what lead you to consider such a role?
To me, when I first saw, you know, the recruitment page, I was very, it piqued my interest because of the recruitment process that they wanted us to go through. You know, it's very rare in the hospitality industry where you see, you know, post a video of yourself and then after that come for a boot camp because we want to know you more before we can hire you. So that was the first thing that got me very interested in the brand.
Did you have an idea of what you were going to be needing to do?
Honestly, not really.
Okay.
Because we did not really know of the concept of what life is until we joined the boot camp. Mm. And that was when we realized that life is actually a new co-living concept they're trying to introduce here in Singapore. Mm. And the next thing that actually attracted me was because life is part of D-Escort Limited, which is one of the world's leading lodging operator owner brands.
Yeah.
And the potential to grow is actually a plenty. So for life specifically, you know, life is going to open 7 more properties in the region in next year, you know, in Bangkok, in Cebu, in Kuala Lumpur, 2 more here in Singapore. So I saw that the global exposure and growth opportunities were plenty, and that got me actually very interested to apply for the role. Yeah.
So you went in not knowing exactly what you were going to do. So far, how has it been? Given you had no preconceptions, that's not so bad, right?
Yes. It has been very interesting so far. It's what we expected and more, because during the boot camp, we were told, you know, what I expected of lifeguards, you know, what we need to do, how we need to set ourselves apart from other guest service representatives.
How?
You know, normal guest service representatives behind the counter, checking people, checking out, we do that. Mm. But what we are expected to do as lifeguards is we are expected to go outside the counter, you know, mingle with our guests, strike up conversations with them, because through these, we get to know what they like, what they're actually expecting from their stay with us here. And this is actually a building block in building communities, because that's how, through getting to know people, we are able to build a community, and that's what life aims to do.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, we also understand, Caleb, out of the 400 local and, as you mentioned, international submissions, only 3 candidates eventually won the hearts of higher management, and they're now serving as ambassadors of Buzz and Life, as in lifeguards, at Life Funan Singapore, the newly opened Life accommodation. Share with us some tips on how to ace an interview. I mean, I've not seen your YouTube video yet, but I'll check it out later. What are employers looking for either?
So for LIFE specifically, so LIFE actually stands for Live Your Freedom.
Okay.
So when I approached this recruitment process, I just wanted to show my personality. I wanted to be free. This helped me to be very natural in the things I say. This helped me to be very natural in the things I did as well. And for people who are going for interviews, I guess this is what would help to, you know, just be free to show your personality. And when they wanted to hire lifeguards, they wanted people to have the pizzazz, you know. They wanted people to have the X factor when talking to guests, wanting to know people, people who are collaborative and creative. And
vague, you know, Caleb.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you know,
granted, Bernard and I can't go for this process, but X factor and pizzazz, that's very hard to put a finger on.
Yeah, so that's why the activities that we did during the boot camp actually allowed us to showcase our personalities through this, and this allowed the LIFE team to pick us specifically for this role because they saw that we fit ourselves, we fit the brand very well, as compared to normal hospitality recruitment processes where they value actually experience and qualifications.
Mm.
Yeah, so this is very different, and this has been a very fun process thus far.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's a fine line between pizzazz and being extroverted versus obnoxious, dare I say. So how then do you assess, Caleb, say day to day, whether or not perhaps a guest wants to be left alone that day?
Yeah.
After, you know, in 6 months in a job, it's quite easy to see when you converse with a guest. Mm. If you're not reciprocated, you know, okay, you know, I back off. But if a guest, you know, comes back with a witty response and, hey, let's carry on this conversation.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
it's been very fun, you know, trying to guess like, hey, do you want to talk to me? You know, that kind of thing, you know. Yeah.
As long as you're not discouraged, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, obviously, you have some experience before this, Caleb. I mean, you've been in the hospitality industry since 2013, we hear, dabbling in a few areas from F&B to learning and development to even hotel operations. How do you think the hospitality industry has evolved over these years?
Well, it has evolved tremendously in the wake of technology improvement and advancements. So nowadays, we never go anywhere without our phone.
Right.
So everyone just wants, you know, a seamless mobile experience. You know, in your phone, you want to do everything on your phone. So what LIFE did actually was to come up with a mobile application. It's called LIFE by Escort. Mm-hmm. That it's a one-stop tool for your entire stay here. You get updates on the new properties opening. You'll be able to use, with the application, to use your phone as a key card. You know, you'll be able to make payments, book rooms, everything. Talk to us, yes, the lifeguards, very easy. So that is one thing that I saw has evolved since I joined the industry. The second thing is that hospitality has taken a step towards the sustainability factor, you know, in their operations and everything. So what Life does is actually to be very environmentally friendly. We instead of, you know, in traditional hotels, you put your key card and then your electricity comes on, you know, and kind of thing. So if you forget to take it out, your electricity stays on.
Correct.
But in Life, we do not have those key card access for electricity. Rather, we operate by occupancy sensors. Oh. So if they sense that you're not in the room after 30 minutes, it automatically shuts down.
What about the difference between that and motion sensor?
It's actually, it works on motion sensors.
It's no good because if you are a still sleeper, then your air conditioning turns off.
So we have a bit of like infrared stuff to like kind of still know that you're there.
Right.
So this has saved us, you know, 30% on electricity bills and everything. So I guess that's the step that Life has trying to take to follow the trend and the involvements in the hospitality industry.
Caleb, do you have concerns though, as you want to continue in the hospitality industry, that on the resume, chief lifeguard might find yourself challenged to find jobs at, say, more traditional conservative hospitality properties?
Yeah, I think initially, right now, for a start, it might be a bit difficult because not a lot of people know what this job entails. But once we have gone forth, you know, a lot of people know about this role, I think they'll know the job scope that we do and make it parallel to what they're actually trying to hire.
Which is like a guest representative,
guest
perhaps,
representative,
or concierge.
You know, a manager in the future,
right.
Duty manager and whatsoever. So yeah. I think the first step is to get that formal interview and then from then on, I think we'll be able to charm the interviewers.
What are your aspirations then, Caleb? King of all lifeguards. I don't know. What sort of... Yeah.
Well, that's a short-term one. But I'm hoping that by the time, you know, in 5 to 8 years' time, I'm a general manager of a property, hopefully a Life property.
Right.
And then we'll see how it goes from there.
Okay. Wonderful that Caleb Khan, who's been training as a lifeguard.
I still think you should go learn CPR, just in case.
We are trained to do CPR.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you for coming into the studio. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.